I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly exploration of new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. He's brought an all-Oklahoma episode to us this week. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a new concept album that's been years in the making.
If you keep an ear to music produced here in Oklahoma, then you've probably heard this by now, and you'll most definitely hear it again in the coming weeks. Bo Jennings' new record, The Verdigris, is fantastic. It's a concept album of alternative-leaning Americana inspired by the life of arguably Oklahoma's most famous resident, Will Rogers. But the Verdigris, which is named for the river that connects Jennings' hometown of Inola to Rogers' Ulaga, doesn't just listen like a dry history lesson. It's imaginative and almost dreamlike, as Jennings weaves his own family story along with that of his hero. For me, part of the fun in listening to The Verdigris is trying to distinguish what's real from what's imagined, what's Bo's life from what was Will's. It also appeals to my identity as an Oklahoman in a lot of ways. It's kind of a folk album in that sense. Though musically, I think it has some pretty incredible ambitions about it. If you don't believe me, listen to the song Me and Wiley and decide for yourself.
Time.
That's Norman musician Bo Jennings with Me and Wiley off his new album based on the life of Will Rogers titled The Verdigris. He'll celebrate the album's release on Friday at Theopolis in Norman. Next, we have Stillwater Natives, now based in Portland, releasing their first song off their upcoming album.
The last time I talked with Jesse Tabish from Other Lives was early in 2012, not long before his band, which originated in Stillwater, set back out on the road to resume touring their breakthrough second record, Tamer Animals, an ordeal that lasted well over 2 years and included a handful of dates opening for Radiohead. Back then, he told me that the music he'd been writing at the time mirrored the transient state of the band's life on the road. He described it as buzzing and fluttery, fast-paced and open-ended. Last week, Other Lives announced that its third record, titled Rituals, will be out this spring. And this new song, Reconfiguration, seems not just to confirm Tabish's description of what he was working on, but it's markedly different from their first two records. Most noticeably, the drum patterns sound kind of like they belong in a hip-hop song, which is a cool, definitely new look for Other Lives.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's Stillwater Natives' Other Lives with Reconfiguration. It'll be featured on the band's third album, titled Rituals, out May 5th on Play It Again Sam Records. Finally, we have a new album that NPR Music calls a genre-defying mix that made early rock and roll the sexiest thing on the radio.
Tulsa Dynamo J.D. McPherson proved with his first record, 2010's Signs and Signifiers, that he could sing coarse, ripping rockabilly as well as anybody in the business. Live, the guy is electric, a frantic performer of rock and roll from the era of Elvis and Little Richard, with certain modern twists of his own doing. And with the very 1950s title of his new record, Let the Good Times Roll, you'd think he'd still be plugging away at that blues and country-tinted style of the deep American South. But he isn't. Instead, McPherson morphs from baby-faced doo-wop singer to howling savage from song to song, incorporating a little Smokey Robinson into his repertoire. This ballad, Bridge Builder, which he co-wrote with the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach, stands out in particular, with McPherson singing sweet and clear like you've never heard him before.
This week's issue of Look at OKC features Matt's story of Bo Jennings' new album, The Verdigris. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.